Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-093 regarding Mr. David Putt. The time is now 10:02 on March 5th, 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll start with board staff.
Correct, Ms. Gabe.
Thank you.
Orlene Loer, Investigations Manager.
Thank you.
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, Acting Board Counsel.
Thank you, sir. And then the EAC committee members?
Dan Francetic, Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you.
Don Anderson, Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir.
Robert Hers, Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dickey?
Dan Dickey, Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir.
You hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you, sir.
I have a question. Has Jeff Neff called in?
Yes, he's on the line.
Okay, yeah. And then how about a Jeremiah T?
Have not heard from
him. Dan Dickey, Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir. I haven't heard from Mr. T yet.
I think he was unclear whether you were going to call him or he was going to call in. Does he need to call in?
If he wants to be a part of it, yeah.
Can he be a part of the executive meeting also?
It's not looking like he would be able to, no.
Okay. Can you give me a sec?
Sure.
I'd like to make my appearance to Jeffrey Neff, attorney for Mr. Putt.
Thank you, sir. And just for the sake of announcing who is here, we have Mr. David Putt, a respondent. And what's your name, ma'am?
Jill Putt.
Jill Putt. Okay. And you're his spouse? Okay. Thank you. Okay. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and go through the other notice and announcements. Just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself when you speak so it's clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the recording so we can accurately tell who said what. In order to avoid any disruptions, all cell phones will need to be either turned off or placed on silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. And the purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from the meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I'd like to also remind any attorneys present that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by the committee members during the interview process, because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will be given an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but it is not the proper time for legal arguments. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on March 15th of 2023 related to a boundary survey project in Pima County, Arizona, on or about December 3rd of 2005. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate. Assuming that's probably Mr. Takey. Good morning.
Morning.
Is this Mr. Takey?
It is, Teague, yeah.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon material that was provided. At this time, I'd like to ask committee members if they have done so and if they feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward without any conflicts. Mr. Dickey?
Yes, I'm good.
Thank you. Mr. Francetic?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Thanks. And Mr. Herz?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Interviews will be conducted, well, generally we would start with the ledger. However, for the sake of the record, a ledger was given notice of the CAC meeting with ample notice and invited to participate, but he is not here, so we're going to be moving forward without him. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified through the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all the interviews have been concluded. Any party here not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. You will be called when it's your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it's time for your interview. So we're going to pause here for just a second. If we were to give Mr. Tagey a chance to speak, you had mentioned earlier that it would be during open session?
Yes, my understanding is that there's a gentleman who would be making some comments as a character witness. Is that correct? Or
possibly. He's another registered land surveyor. He's also on the EAC committee. He's an EAC member.
From what I understand, though, he doesn't have any direct...
Does he have any contact?
No, he's not involved in this complaint other than through knowing me.
Yeah, the purpose of the committee really is just a purely investigative one. This isn't a hearing process or anything. So, unless he has any relevant knowledge for this, I mean, if the committee would like to allow him to make a statement in open session, they certainly could. But it wouldn't be relevant at all to the investigation, and so I would not. Certainly wouldn't advise having an interview under the circumstances, but if you'd like to make a statement, that would be okay.
This is David Putt. I had asked Jeremiah Teague to be involved because I was concerned about Ron Barbala. I'm not convinced that Ron Barbala can be a totally unbiased person in this complaint, because the alleger worked for him, and it's my understanding they still have a direct business and professional relationship, and I don't think he would have been fair. And so Mr. Teague was here basically to provide additional information on that fact.
Okay. As Mr. Donald explained, the purpose of this particular meeting would be to go over the technical aspects of the case. Yeah. So that issue would be something that we would need to address otherwise, I believe, outside of this meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. If I understand that correctly.
Yeah, if there's a question about the investigative process, that would be able to be looked at through a different procedure. But the purpose today is really just to determine, to give the board or the committee members an opportunity to ask questions related to the specific potential violations in the instant case, so that they can determine whether or not to recommend to the board any action. Beyond that, if somebody doesn't have any relevant information related to these specific allegations, there really wouldn't be a need for the committee to talk to them.
Okay. So yeah, that being the case, I think our best action would be to move forward, and then we'll definitely address that outside of this meeting. I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, though.
Yeah. Just for the record, anybody who does have any information that they think is relevant to to any potential irregularities in the investigative process, is encouraged to bring it to the board so that we can take a look at it. My understanding is that the board investigation manager, Orlean Loera, does take any such allegations very seriously, and there would certainly be a review of the process.
So yeah, will be addressed, just not in the context of this meeting.
Sure.
So I appreciate it. So that being the case, I'd like to entertain a motion to enter executive session to do conduct interviews. Thank you, Mr. Dickey.
I'll second it.
Appreciate it. So I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. And again, we're just voting to move into executive session to conduct interviews. Mr. Dickey?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Francetic?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Hurst?
Yes.
Appreciate it. So motion passes. Go ahead and end.